If you missed the show, check out the podcast.
The Vinny and Nikki Replay.
Subscribe now on iTunes, Google Play, or online at thebeat925.ca.
Time for another gift. It's the Audio Gift Exchange. And today it's your turn to give a gift for Nikki.
I'm nervous.
Oh, don't be nervous. 12 Days of Christmas.
Okay.
We all know like the classic, you know, holiday gifts that are included in the song.
Yes.
I figured I would tailor it a little bit more to the gifts a la what Nikki would buy.
Okay.
For Christmas.
So you sang here. You sang.
So I sang. Original voice, cracks and all
oh,
in the
God.
Voice.
Oh!
But this is a very specific, unique list of gifts that Nikki would buy on the 12 Days of Christmas.
All right.
Here we go.
Scared.
On the first day of Christmas, Nikki gave to me a pizza that's gluten-free. On the second day of Christmas, Nikki gave to me two Bixie bikes and a pizza that's gluten-free. On the third day of Christmas, Nikki gave to me three French hunks, two Bixie bikes, and a pizza that's gluten-free. On the fourth day of Christmas, Nikki gave to me four organic candy canes, three French hunks, two Bixie bikes, and a pizza that's gluten-free. On the fifth day of Christmas, Nikki gave to me five pills of zinc, four organic candy canes, three French hunks, two Bixie bikes, and a pizza that's gluten-free. On the sixth day of Christmas, Nikki gave to me six Sawdust Nachos, five pills of zinc, four organic candy canes, three French hunks, two Bixie bikes, and a pizza that's gluten-free. On the seventh day of Christmas, Nikki gave to me 70 Central Loyal, six Sawdust Nachos, five pills of zinc, four organic candy canes, three French hunks, two Bixie bikes, and a pizza that's gluten-free. On the eighth day of Christmas, Nikki gave to me eight non-dairy eggnog, seven essential oil, six Sawdust Nachos, five pills of zinc, four organic candy canes, three French hunks, two Bixie bikes, and a pizza that's gluten-free. On the ninth day of Christmas, Nikki gave to me nine Pinot Noirs, eight non-dairy eggnog, seven essential oil, six Sawdust Nachos, five pills of zinc, four organic candy canes, three French hunks, two Bixie bikes, and a pizza that's gluten-free. On the 10th day of Christmas, Nikki gave to me 10 Healing Rocks, 9 Pinot Noirs, 8 Non-Dairy Eggnog, 7 Essential Loyal, 6 Sawdust Nachos, 5 pills of zinc, 4 organic candy canes, 3 French hunks, 2 Bixie bikes, and a pizza that's gluten-free. On the 11th day of Christmas, Nikki gave to me 11 Kettle Chips, 10 Healing Rocks, 9 Pinot Noirs, 8 Non-Dairy Eggnog, 7 Essential Loyal, 6 Sawdust Nachos, 5 pills of zinc, 4 organic candy canes, 3 French hunks, 2 Bixie bikes, and a pizza that's gluten-free. On the 12th day of Christmas, Nikki gave to me 12 Montreal bagels, 11 kettle chips, 10 Healing Rocks, 9 Pinot Noirs, 8 non-dairy eggnog, 7 essential oil, 6 Sawdust Nachos, 5 pills of zinc, 4 organic candy canes, 3 French hunks, 2 Bixie bikes, and a pizza that's gluten free.
Wow.
Well done.
I was tired
well
just
done.
Listening to that.
That was so good.
All of my favorite things, though.
Right?
I'm impressed you listened.
So
he
good.
Knew my favorite wine.
Very chips.
My ex-boyfriend didn't know to get Pinot Noir after months and months.
It surprised me the way you pay attention.
Seriously.
Thank you. Nice
thank
job.
You.
Wow. Nice job. I love how he was laughing all the way through.
I know, he was. It was good. Zinc is great for the immune system, for the record.
Not knocking it.
Was that 12 Montreal bagels?
Yeah.
12 Montreal bagels?
Yes, you're making fun of that East Coast accent.
Jab.
They're bagels. Bagels.
Hey. You've come a long way. We're so proud of you.
Well done,
people are Zen. Saying, what are French honks?
French honks.
Honks.
Hunks,
like
yes,
like,
the men,
like the single hunks. Yes,
may we, all right. Nice job, Sam. Thank you.
The Vinny and Nikki Replay Podcast.
This dreadful dating trend could ruin the holidays for you. Has it happened to you? I've actually been guilty of doing this. The term is called scrooging. It's the latest dating trend that's ruining Christmas. It was first coined by eHarmony. It's the act of dumping someone before the holidays in order to avoid having to buy them a gift.
Oh my gosh.
Right? It's like ghosting over the holidays, right?
Basically, eHarmony says often people in relationships, they get anxious about what to buy their partner, particularly if they're not given any clues. So what do? They say, look, we're done. Right before Christmas.
I didn't know that people did this kind of stuff. I have a guy friend, though, and he told me before that he used to be the worst boyfriend ever. He's like, he's married now, and he's very kind to his wife, but he said, I used to be a jerk, and he told me, I bet you he was a type to do this kind of scrooging thing, because he told me on the weekend, like when Friday rolled around, he'd purposefully start a fight with his girlfriend so he wouldn't have to hang out with her for the weekend and can go out with his boys.
Okay, I like that strategy.
Evil!
Oh, come
that's
on!
That's so evil!
Well, once in a while, I mean.
By the way, according to this, Nikki, men were more likely than
than women to Scrooge a partner. I don't think you're surprised by that. Now, I'm going to tell you something. I did this. I was 20 years old, okay? I met a girl in September. We were dating. And I was literally, I had no money. My visa was really, really high.
You met her in September?
I met her in September. Okay. So it was about mid-December. And I decided, because I'm like, I can't buy her anything. It wasn't going that well anyways. But part of the reason was because I'm like, I don't want to buy her anything for Christmas. I don't want to have to go to all the family stuff.
Vinny.
And I'm just like, I'm sorry, it's not going to work out. And I felt really bad about it. And I still do to this day. So it does happen.
Because you knew you were going to dump her in like January anyway. Like you knew it was going to be over.
I just figured might as well do it now.
What do you think's worse though? Getting dumped right before the holidays or right after the holidays?
Ooh. I'm going to go before.
Yeah.
I mean, it's a convenient time to do so. I remember, I mean, Vinny, you were 20, right?
Yeah, I was young.
Yeah. So
That's my excuse.
I remember dumping someone around this time, but it wasn't because Christmas was coming. It was because the pressure of the gifts and the pressure of meeting the family that I hadn't met yet, it wasn't going that well. I didn't see a future. And so I just didn't want to have to endure all that goes with the holidays as well. And not to mention, as soon as the holidays are over, you have to start thinking about a Valentine's Day gift. And if you dump them before Valentine's Day, that's even colder. So it's just a convenient time, I say.
I don't know how she endured you, honestly. Speaking of endurance.
I can see after being pretty bad, too. Because if you go through all those Christmas celebrations, you buy the gift, you spend the time with family, and next thing you know, boom, it's over.
That's a good... Kieran, yeah. Before or after the holidays, which is worse?
I'd say before is worse.
Before is
really?
Worse.
Yeah, heart on the heart anyway.
I go both ways because here's the thing about being dumped before the holidays. You're about to spend time with family, which is a good thing when you're going through heartbreak, right? You don't want to be
in January,
you're going to be alone. I think the most depressing day of the year, they say, is in January. You've got no money because you spent it all on Christmas. You gained 7 pounds. Like, it's just not the most. So I'm going to go with dump them before Christmas. I say it's worse to be dumped after Christmas.
Is it too late to Scrooge my girlfriend for this? This year, should I wait till next?
I'm kidding.
You're awful. These are some things you can do if he does dump you right before the holidays. This will make you feel a lot better. Okay, sell his stuff. Just get rid of it. Mm. You don't want his stuff lying around.
I went to an amazing yard sale from a woman whose man cheated, and they had a lot of money. Their house was like a mansion. They had like
good stuff.
Really expensive car. Yeah, I got a Fendi watch for $5.
Nice!
She was doing it to spite him. Yes! Selling all of the most expensive gifts he gave her for dirt cheap. It was amazing.
Oh, that's so good.
Yeah.
All right, what to do when he dumps you right before the holidays? Buy yourself something nice. Treat yourself, right? Also, hang out with other women, other friends. Go out, have fun, get out there. Don't stay home and sulk. And also, get a new look. There's nothing like changing up your hairstyle, maybe, or just changing something just to make you feel a little better.
I guess.
Right?
Sometimes you just need ice cream and Netflix also.
Oh, that's true. That works too.
Heal the broken heart.
All right, we're getting texts and calls. 9295. Have you ever been Scrooge? Maybe you've done the dumping. Lorna's on the phone now. You didn't want to do it before Christmas, right?
I didn't want to ruin it for the kids, so I had dumped them New Year's Day.
you dumped him on January 1st.
Yes, bright and early.
After
New Year's Eve.
I told him not to come over with his kids. Leave your kids. I got to talk to you. He came over. His bag was packed at the door, and I said, I'm not happy. And
Happy New Year, huh?
Happy New Year.
Lorna, you are savage. Did you?
I'm not savage. I'm stealth.
Did you? Yeah. Okay.
I didn't want him to see it coming. I wanted my house key back. And all the stores were closed. So.
Well, question. Did you kiss at midnight on New Year's Eve?
No.
Okay.
Okay. Okay. Good.
I had already decided 3 days before. So, yeah.
Wow.
That's the quickest New Year's resolution turnaround I've ever heard of.
Breaking records, Lorna. All right. Thank you, Lorna. Have a wonderful holiday.
You guys too. Bye.
Okay, bye.
We just got a text from 9295. The worst is when she breaks up with you, but you already bought her an expensive Christmas gift.
Oh, keep the receipt, people.
And before you return it, take a picture and send it to her and say this could have been yours.
Exactly.
The best of the day on the Vinny and Nikki replay.
Subscribe now on iTunes, Google Play, or online at thebeat925.ca.
You've been a little under the weather, right?
That's right. I did perform with a bit of a cold. My throat's been tickling the last few days, and it really sucks having...
Okay, he's been on the brink of a man cold. He's
not a man cold.
He's not actually sick, on the brink though, but he's going to worry himself into being sick.
You're making it worse.
Yeah, I think I mentioned yesterday, like you're not sick.
What else am I supposed to do? I never, ever get sick. I can't remember the last time I got sick. And sure enough, the week before Christmas, here I am with a tickle in my throat. So I can't go to the gym because I don't want to overexert myself.
Right.
I'm stuck at home doing nothing. And I'm worried that I'm going to wake up on Christmas and I'm going to be sick. And there's nothing worse than being sick over the holidays.
Why did you get so dramatic?
And when did you start celebrating Christmas also? Yeah.
Since I started dating a Catholic girl, yes.
Okay, so Sam, thank you for gracing us with your presence.
Oh, please.
Like, on a scale of 1 to 10, so 10 being like the worst man cold you've ever endured, 1 being you feel amazing, where are you right now?
I'll put myself at like a 3.5, 4.
That's it?
3.5.
3.5, 4, but it can escalate very quickly. When I woke up this morning, I didn't know what to expect. I could have woken up with a full-blown man cold, but it's mitigated. It's been okay.
Carolyn on our text line, she says, eat lots of ginger, Sam. Have you been trying some remedies at home?
Yes, green tea, ginger, and honey, oolong teas.
Scotch.
No. Laying off the hooch this
Zinc.
Week
okay.
as well.
Laying off the hooch.
Oh, that's serious if he's laying off the hooch.
Exactly. Maybe that's why he's
How
sick.
Has your girlfriend been dealing with your pending illness?
She is so miserable with me because she told me that I'm like sucking out all the energy out of the room and that I'm making her depressed.
Gee, sounds familiar right now.
Kim, Karen, you're a mom and I feel like I'm surrounded by children right now. What would you tell him?
Sleep, drink fluids, and suck it up, buttercup.
I'm trying. Is your husband like that, Kim, when he gets sick? Like he complains or?
He gets mopey.
He gets mopey.
Not too bad. He doesn't talk much anyways.
Okay.
We're quiet in the house, right? Okay. Till the time I'm quiet.
Yeah, I was going to say, you probably talk enough for the both of you.
Exactly.
Oregano oil suggested on our text line 9925.
Okay. Garlic, which I already told you too.
Yeah, eating lots of garlic. Yeah. It's just, I'm not dwelling so much on the pain I'm in now or the suffering now, but it's
the
more.
The suffering.
But it's more dreading what could be if it persists. Oh. And, you know, nobody likes to be sick over the holidays.
Poor you, Sam. Poor you. We feel
you know, the lack of sympathy in this room is not helping. Can I just say?
You don't know what we've been through listening to you for the past 5 days.
All right. Well, we hope you feel better.
You do.
Hopefully you show up tomorrow. We'll see what happens.
Give me some zinc, Nikki. I'm dying here.
The Vinny and Nikki Replay.
Subscribe now on iTunes and Google Play.
And listen to Vinny and Nikki in the morning weekdays starting at 5:30.
On Montreal's Perfect Mix. The Beat 92.5.